Okay, absolutely. Okay, so step one. Okay, this is very practical, so get yourself ready to do this right now. Okay, this is a practical experience for you to shift something in your life. So recognize this opportunity and take advantage of it. So bring up something in your life right now that's connected to creating the life you desire, that you feel is holding you back. What is it that is going on that you feel is holding you back, but you want to move it forward? Okay, maybe it's you want to do public speaking, maybe it's doing sales calls, having healthy food, or even having an image of yourself. Whatever it is, just start by turning into that experience. Imagine that. Okay, imagine that thing that is causing you some stress, and take it further by recreating the same mental, emotional state you get into in those circumstances. Okay? So just imagine that. What is it that you're struggling with right now? Just imagine that. Remember that your body mind doesn't know the difference between what is real or imagined. So use your imagination to tune in and create the state as best you can. Okay, so this is something unpleasant that's stressing you out. What is it like? Just go into that experience. How big is it? Okay, Josh, what is the next step?
Step two, once you've tuned in, and hopefully you're tuning into that state right now, and please know that this is all out of deep service and love to you. You know, we don't want you to get into a negative state so you can just re-experience something.
Yeah.
But this is a very important part of these steps. You need to re-experience, you need to get back into that state. So once you've
Yeah.
done that,
I'll just say that quickly. You know, go into that, because once you know what it's like, because this thing is going to come up again and again and again, keep you awake at night. So just go into it, be fearless, just experience it, and then we're going to help you with these other steps come out of that so that you can change it and then it no longer stresses you out. So the first thing is just be honest with yourself, feel it, get into that state, imagine it. And then we're on to step number two.
exactly. Thank you. So notice how you're holding the memory. Notice how you're holding this memory or thought in your mind. Are you seeing the experience through your own eyes? Or are you seeing yourself in the picture? Okay, take note of this. Are you seeing it through your body? Are you in your body, seeing it through your eyes? Or are you seeing yourself from a distance? You can see yourself going through this experience. Is it like a picture, a small picture? Is it more like a movie screen? It's big. Or is it panoramic all around you? Just take note as I keep asking you these questions. Is it bright or is it dark? Is it colorful or black and white? Is it big or small? Close or distant? Just take note of how you're holding this thought. Is there any sound that's important to this memory, to this thought? Any voices, words, self-talk? What are you saying to yourself? Or what is someone else saying? And take note of what tone of voice they're saying it or you're saying it in. Just take note of this. What do you feel? Where do you feel it most? Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? And just notice and take note of how you are experiencing this. And Michael is going to guide you to the next step, which is step three.
So just take a few deep breaths and really experience that, all the different details. Is it big or small? What's going on? And just allow it to be what it is and be in that zone. And so step three is to shape shift your representations. Okay, here is how we can change how you're experiencing this. So once you see how the way in which you're representing this experience to yourself, you now have the information you need to transform it. Okay, so just feel it, just feel it. And by transforming it, I mean changing the quality so that it fires totally different wires in your brain. In other words, we're going to change the representation and therefore your response or reaction to this experience. Okay, we're going to change it, shift it. So here's how we will do this. Okay, I'll start by giving you the most general shifts that will make a huge difference in how you're experiencing this thought or this memory right now. Okay, so just keep feeling it. First, if you're seeing the image in your mind as if you were seeing it through your own eyes, let's change that. Imagine stepping outside of your body and now see yourself in the picture, like watching yourself on a movie screen, like you're watching your body from a distance, as if it's some other person over there. Okay, so just imagine you're now going outside of the body, seeing that person in the distance, away from them. That's happening over there on a screen. Now, if it's colorful, make it black and white and gray. Just drain all the color out of it, so it's just black and white. Now notice if the image is close. Is it close up in your mind? And if it is, make it a bit more distance. Imagine you're moving far away in the cinema and going further and further away in the movie theater so that it's far, far, far away, like a little TV screen far away. And if there's a sound, like the knobs on a television, just go ahead and just turn that down. That's right, just turn it down, turn down the volume, down, 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 down. And if there's anyone else in the picture, maybe someone calling you names or thinking that you're dumb or anything like that, just go ahead, turn down their volumes, turn them all down, put a nice big red nose on them. So there's all these funny people with red noses, they're all a bit strange. That's right, put a big red nose on them. You can even put a rainbow colored wig on them as well, you know, some sort of funny colors and everything else. There they are, their red nose. Now play the same movie all the way through. Imagine this scene again. Play it all the way through. Notice where it begins and where it ends. Okay? They're sitting there with their red noses far away on this screen. It's all black and white. Now play the movie backwards. It's all happening backwards. See yourself walking backwards. Everyone going backwards. Everything backwards. Funny things. Red noses and everything else. Now add some music. Add some crazy funny music. Maybe some surface music or some of your favorite tunes that you think are cool. And now play it backwards with all these tweaks, all this funny stuff happening, silly music. Now play it forward a little bit faster, now backwards even faster, then forward again, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, going faster, back and forth, black and white, this crazy music. Now go ahead and take this image and movie and take it even further out into the distance. Push that thing away, push it away, so far that it's really hard to imagine what's even going on, because it's so far away. Now notice how you feel. Notice how it feels when that image is far away from you. And go ahead and start blurring the image a bit. Make it look like a bunch of pixels. You know, just like how it is when you get really up close to a digital photo, this blurry thing. Now it's really hard to make out what is actually going on in the movie, isn't it? Okay, Josh, are you ready for the fourth step? So let's just take a moment, Josh, for them to really do this. They pushed it away, it's black and white, it's all shrunk down, it's just some funny thing happening. You know?
Exactly. And at this point, we get to one of the most important parts, and that's step four, which is to let it go. So go ahead now and see this movie go further and further out into the distance, even further now. See it totally disappear now into the blackness of space and being swallowed up and burned by a rising sun in the background. It just goes poof. Awesome. Good job. Now, really quickly, just tune into the same topic, the same image, the same memory you just had when we started. Go ahead and tune into it, and really tune into it as best as you can. I'm sure you'll notice that you're not experiencing it the same way. that you were a few moments ago. In fact, it's almost impossible to experience it the same way unless you start to recreate every single little detail that it had before, exactly how you had it before, with all the other submodalities in their place. So, as an added note, I just want to make sure you just remember the red noses. Okay? Just remember the red noses.
That's all you gotta do.
And it's as simple as that. It really is. This short and simple process that we just guided you through has been used by many practitioners of accelerated change to help people create profound behavioral changes and fast. Just the act, that little simple act of seeing yourself in the image as opposed to life size, right? So as it's the associated versus disassociated image, right? Either you're seeing it through your body or you're seeing yourself like on a movie screen. Just that little act creates a very different response in your nervous system. Just a quick little story here. Richard Bandler, the co-founder of NLP, once wrote about how he was helping Holocaust survivors get over their traumas. And he noticed something very interesting. He noted that the ones who suffered, the people who suffered the biggest traumas from their experiences, were the ones who had memories in their minds that were close, they were big, they were seeing it through their own eyes, and it was life size. In other words, because the mind doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined, these Holocaust survivors were re-experiencing that terror, the trauma that they went through, as if it were happening right then and right now. So Richard Bandler helped them to step out of the picture and see themselves in the picture, to make it small, and change the submodalities of the experience, very much like what we just did, and the results were pretty amazing. So I hope you realize just how powerful this is. This is what it feels like to take control of your mind, to take control of the fabric of reality that you are creating. Just with this process, you can start to create profound shifts in how you see your success, your fulfillment, and really any actions that you must take that you're currently representing as fearful in your nervous system. Now, just to be clear, if you think that all of your internal resistance and counterintentions will change with just this one process, you might be setting yourself up for disappointment. Okay, as well as this process works, in order to release all the brakes, all the counterintentions in your mind, you're going to need more tools. But start with this. Realize how much power you have by taking control of the knobs in the screen of your mind. So, what happens after we change the representation of a negative experience or projection? The next logical step would be to create a new representation with the qualities or submodalities that actually light up our neurology and activates powerful forces in our minds that allow the information we need, the inspiration, the ideas, the opportunities, everything that goes unmissed and usually deleted to come through. So how do we do that? Well, let's lay it out just as like we did before in a very simple step-by-step process. So Michael, could you go ahead and just start laying this out for folks?
Absolutely. So you've made the negative experience smaller and smaller and smaller and moving it away. So now let's create the new experience. What is going to replace that? What is it that's going to be wonderful for your life? So the six steps to create automatic success, to kick in this power, to make that joy come, to increase your wonderful experiences, are these six steps. So here's what I'd love you to do. And we'll go through these quickly and then we'll go through them in more detail. So step one simply is know what you want. Know what the outcome is. Okay, you know what you don't want, but what is it that you do want? Okay, know what you want clearly, in a defined way. What is your goal? What is your outcome? Step two, get into a relaxed state of mind. Just relax, get ready. Step three is visualize stepping into the end result. Imagine you're there. And step four is to make it real by turning up all the submodalities. Make it big, strong, clear, vibrant, loud, beautiful. Step five is know that it's yours, that this is a real experience, and tell yourself you deserve this new experience. And step six is yet again, let it go, let it go. So this process is very, very effective method to visualize and magnetize your intentions. It turns on what Dr. Maxwell Maltz, one of our favorite authors, we love him, don't we, Josh? The author of, yeah, good old Maxwell. I think he's recently passed away, but we have so much respect for him. He is the author of Psycho-Cybernetics, and your servo mechanism, as he called it, is also known as your automatic success mechanism. So you have this automatic success mechanism that you can activate by using these six steps. Extremely powerful. So essentially, your mind and your brain will lock onto this request. Once you know what you want, your mind and your brain will lock onto this request and begin to notice all the things that will make this come into being. So this very powerful process is there, but like all processes, you have to do it and see and experience the results, okay? This is extremely powerful. So let's quickly go through each step. Okay, Josh, what is the first step?
Okay, so like we said, step one is to know what you want. You need to know your outcome. And this can't be really noted enough. It's truly critical that you get clear, specific, and concrete about your outcomes. Simply being clear of the outcome you want to create has made all the difference for some people, just getting clear. Right? In fact, for some, that's all they really needed to create the life of their dreams, is just to get clear of what the outcome is. So start by asking yourself what you really want. So in this case, let's tune into what we just let go of. What kind of response or what kind of experience would you rather have? Right? What outcome would you rather have? So if it was a situation with, let's say your boss was yelling at you or something, or someone said something and you just got into a shy state, right? Or anything like that. You know, what would you rather have? What would your ideal be? What would the outcome be? Okay, start with that. And then step two, Michael.
Mm-hmm. So let's make sure you've got that in your mind. You know, it could be you're now feeling you're happy and you're enjoying your job, or your relationship is now improved. So just hold that new vision, that new goal. Okay? What do you want? Don't worry about if you haven't worked all this out in detail, but just something you can get your mind around and you can feel into. What is it that you would love to have? So once you know that, step two is just get into a relaxed state of mind. So once you know your outcome, simply close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Watch yourself inhaling and exhaling, and allow your whole body, from your face, letting go of the muscles in your jaw, your shoulders are relaxing, your arms are relaxing, your hands are becoming soft and relaxed, your chest is relaxed, all your organs are becoming more peaceful, your abs, your back, your legs, and just allow your feet to completely let go and relax. So just let go and relax. Imagine there's a beautiful, peaceful energy washing down through your whole being. Imagine there's this peaceful light flowing through your whole being, from your head all the way down through your neck, your arms, your back, through your legs, all the way down out of your toes. Totally relaxed, totally at peace, letting go, and letting go. So as you let go, you're now ready for step three.
So once you're totally relaxed, deeply relaxed, I'd like to invite you now to just imagine stepping right into the end result. your outcome, as if you were living it right now. Just step right into that end result. Step right into your outcome. Make sure you're seeing what it would be like to create what it is you really desire. And now we're going to make this even more real for you by stepping into the next step, which is step 4. Michael, would you like to guide them through step 4?
Yeah, absolutely. So step 4 is to, now that you're relaxed, to make it real. Okay, so this new outcome, whatever it is that you would like to have, whatever it is you want, we're going to be turning up all of those experiences, all those submodalities. So now that you're in the end result, imagine you're there in that experience, in that new reality. Start playing with the knobs on the screen of your mind and make it big. Turn up the color, make it bright. Okay, just imagine you're now in this experience. Make it big, bring it right close in your mind. Make it bright, brighter and brighter and brighter. You can see it all around you, it's panoramic. Imagine the sounds that you're hearing right now. All the things that you'd be saying to yourself, just turn the feelings up, your happiness dial. Imagine you've got this big button and you can turn up your happiness. Just turn the happiness up, turn the joy up. Turn the volume up, turn it way up, turn the happiness, the joy, the peace, the good feelings, the colors, make it move around. Everything is happening right now. This is your perfect experience. Just really enjoy it. Turn it way up. And especially if you have a favorite song that would help you feel awesome, play your favorite song right now. So that's it. Make sure you're experiencing this through your own eyes. You can see your hands, you can see your feet. Notice all the details in the image. Again, make them big, make them brighter, add some movement. It's all there right now. You're in your perfect, beautiful experience right now. Notice how it feels. Notice where you feel it. Where are you feeling best right now? What it feels like. How does it feel to create and enjoy your creation? Now keep turning that feeling up. Turn that feeling right up. Turn it way up. Turn all the good vibes up. Feel this feeling. Feel the energy radiating from your body and allow it to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And let it get stronger and stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And just allow that. And I'm going to count up to 10 from 0 to 10. And at 10, it's going to be as big as it can be. 1, 2, 3, more and more joy, more and more beautiful, more and more wonderful. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, just enjoying that really big smile, and at 10, beaming away, beaming away. Just enjoy it. Now we're on to step 5, Josh. Yeah.
Step 5, as you're feeling so wonderful, just know that it's yours. Take a moment to feel that this is yours now. Trust your unconscious mind to show you the way and to notice all the opportunities that come up to you, to move you in this direction, to move you in the direction that you really want to go. Silently just affirm to yourself that you deserve this. I deserve this. And feel this feeling that you do deserve this. And then, step 6.
Step 6, just let it go. You're totally safe. It's done. It's there. Now just let it go. Give it away. Trust that it belongs to you. No one can take it. You're just at peace. Trust your mind to be loyal servant to you. And allow yourself to be focused here, right now, to what is at hand. And be ready to take inspired action. You send that out to the universe. That energy's gone out and you're now connected. So now it's up to you to implement these steps. Okay, this stuff you can do again and again and make it stronger and stronger in your own time. And our hope is that by showing you how powerful you really are right now and how much control you really have over your mind, that you'll see the potential and you'll want to learn more about this powerful Releasing the Brakes training program, where we go into way more detail about all these things. And whether you're aware of this right now or not, the best time to let go of your limiting beliefs and experience more of the life you always want is right now. That's right, now is the moment of power. All change only ever happens now. And so we both know from experience that nothing we have ever have turned into our world, nothing in the world of self-development, success, spiritual technologies, has ever created more fulfillment and joy and results than letting go of the brakes, the things that are stopping us. And as you let go, your life flows towards you. So Josh, what have you got to say? Last words.
Well, you know, we sincerely hope you'll join us. We hope you also enjoyed this recording or the report if you're reading or if you're reading right along. Just keep your eyes and ears open now, because in the next part of your training, you're going to hear from a man who is a living master and teacher of manifestation technologies, success, wealth, health, fulfillment, self-realization. I mean, this guy is a pretty amazing human being, and he's impacted the lives of thousands of people. And he'll be sharing with you what he has learned about beliefs, about internal programming, and their role in creating success and fulfillment in life, or everything other than success and fulfillment in life, right? His name is Peter Ragnar. He's the founder of Roaring Lion Publishing and author of way too many books and programs to name here. But look for the details in your inbox. We know it will be a blessing in your life. So until then, just create a beautiful day. And remember that it's perfectly safe to live life wide open.
And if this report has been helpful to you, please share it with your friends and family. This is powerful stuff. We've now got all we need to make these changes. So just let everyone else know about it. We're just giving this stuff away. So many, 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 many blessings for your greatest happiness, the greatest joy, the greatest love and success in all areas of your life. And a big smile. See you soon.